The Stratford Festival has announced its theme for the 2023 season as advance ticket sales are set to get underway. Creative teams for next year's productions are coming into place and the casting department is busy confirming key roles for the season. As casting continues, the festival announced in a news release. The workshops will soon be abuzz with artisans building the season's sets, props and costumes. This is a bittersweet moment. We have just closed our 2022 season, which feels like something of a miracle, said artistic director Anthony Simolino. We feel enormous gratitude to our staff and company for the outstanding work they did to make this season come to life despite the many obstacles that COVID placed in our path. I was so proud of the work on our stages and all the efforts that made that work possible. And to our patrons, who returned to Stratford despite ongoing public health concerns, we are forever grateful. Now, we turn our thoughts to 2023 and hope today's exciting news will entice even more theatre lovers to Stratford next season. Programmed around a theme of duty versus desire, next season features King Lear, Rent, Much Ado About Nothing, Les Belles Sirs, Monty Python Spamalot, A Wrinkle in Time, Frankenstein Revived, Grand Magic, Richard II, Wedding Band, Casey and Diana, Women of the Fur Trade and Love's Labor's Lost. Mark Twain once said that history never repeats itself, but it does often rhyme. And so it gives us endless variations on recurring themes, themes that, since the dawn of drama, artists have explored on stage, Simolino said. The works on our 2023 playbill all seem to me to reflect in some way the age-old tension highlighted anew by the challenges of the pandemic era, the tension between duty and desire. As we navigate a world reshaped by the past years, these plays may help clarify the importance of finding a balance between pursuing our own wants, needs and dreams and helping others fulfill theirs. Tickets for the 2023 season will go on sale to members of the Stratford Festival beginning November 6. Early bird sales are open to everyone on December 12. The events of the Megan Forum will be announced at a later date. Season partners are BMO Financial Group and RBC. Support for the 2023 season of the Festival Theatre is provided by Daniel Bernstein and Claire Forster. For more information, visit stratfordfestival.ca. King Learby William Shakespeare Director, Kimberly Rompersit April 24 to October 29. Opens May 30. Production support is generously provided by Catherine and David Wilkes. Acclaimed actor Paul Gross returns to the festival in 2023 to play King Lear, 23 years after playing Hamlet on the same stage in the memorable 2000 production. He will be joined by Michael Blake as Edmund, Deja Dixon Green as Regan, Anthony Santiago as Gloucester, Tara Skye as Cordelia, and Gordon Patrick White as The Fool. The cast also includes Austin Eckert, King of France, Alison Edwards Crewe, John Kirkpatrick, Josue Laboucane, Devon McKinnon, Oswald, and Rylan Wilkie, Duke of Cornwall. King Lear is directed by Kimberly Rompersid, with set designer Judith Bowden, costume designer Michelle Bone, lighting designer Chris Malkowski, composer Sean Mays and sound designer Michelon Rodriguez. Perhaps Shakespeare's greatest tragedy, King Lear is the story of an aging king, who, in demanding a show of devotion from his three daughters, leaves his kingdom divided, his family destroyed, the faithful banished and the hateful left to wreak inhuman havoc in the realm. Rent Book, music and lyrics by Jonathan Larson Director. Tom Allison, choreographer. Mark Kimmelman, music director. Franklin Braz April 8 to October 28. Opens June 2. Jonathan Larson's moving and evocative musical Rent will feature Andrea Macassat as Mimi Marquez, Robert Marcus as Mark Cohen and Colton Stewart as Roger Davis. The production includes Jelaine Barnes as Benjamin Coffin III, Nestor Lozano Jr. as Angel Dumit Shunard, and Erica Peck as Maureen Johnson. The cast is rounded out by Celeste Katina, Nick Dolan, Gordon, Christine Desjardin, Swing, Kelly Holliffe, Mark's mom, Mazzini McDermott and Danielle Vareo. Rent will be directed by Tom Allison with choreographer Mark Kimmelman, music director Franklin Braz, set designer Brandon Kleiman, costume designer Ming Wong, lighting designer Michael Walton and sound designer Joshua Reed. Set in Manhattan in the 1990s and inspired by Puccini's opera La Bohème, the musical follows a group of young East Village artists, performers and philosophers as they struggle through the hardships of poverty, societal discord and the AIDS epidemic in the search for life, love and art. With a song list that includes the iconic Seasons of Love, Rent tells a story as relevant today as when it took Broadway by storm more than 25 years ago. Much Ado About Nothing by William Shakespeare. Additional text by Aaron Shields. Director, Chris Abraham. May 29 to October 27. Opens June 16. Production support is generously provided by Priscilla Costello, by John and Therese Gardner, by the Harkins and Manning families in memory of Jim and Susan Harkins, by the Gentis family and by Dr. Desta Levine in memory of Pauline Levine. One of Shakespeare's finest comedies, Much Ado About Nothing will feature Graham Abbey and Maeve Beattie as Benedick and Beatrice, two quick-witted and sarcastic individuals who are happily single, but who friends believe would make a great romantic match. Playing alongside the warring duo are Michael Blake as Don John, Austin Eckert as Claudio, Allison Edwards Crewe as Hero, and Anthony Santiago as Antonio. The cast also features Deja Dixon Green, Margaret, John Kirkpatrick, Verges, Kevin Krutchkiewicz, Seacole, Josue Labuckaine, Dogberry, Cyrus Lane, Conrad, Devin McKinnon, Gordon Patrick White, Friar Francis, Rylan Wilkie, Balthasar, and Micah Woods, The Messenger. The production is directed by Chris Abraham, with designer Julie Fox, lighting designer Arun Srinivasan, and composer and sound designer Thomas Ryder Payne. Set in the early modern world, an era of ever-changing attitudes towards marriage and power, the play presents a society at once filled with progressive feminist impulses and countervailing forces rooted in traditional patriarchal values. With his astonishing wit and insight, Shakespeare explores the complexities that underlie these growing social tensions. Les Belles Sœurs by Michel Tremblay, translated by John Van Barrick and Bill Glasgow. Director, Esther Jun. August 8 to October 28. Opens August 25. Production support is generously provided by Sylvia D. Krominska, by Kathy and Paul Cotton, by Jane Fryman Laird, by Dr. Robert J. and Roberta Sokol, and by Jack Whiteside. The beloved Michel Tremblay comedy Les Belles Sœurs will feature Shauna McKenna as Rose We Met, and Lucy Peacock as Germaine Lauzon, with Diana LeBlanc as Olivine Dubuc. The cast also includes Joella Crichton, Yvette Longper, Deja Dixon Green, Allison Edwards Crewe, Pierrette Gayrat, Antoinette Rudder and Tara Skye, Jeanette Menard. The production will be directed by Esther Jun, with set designer Joanna Yu, costume designer Michelle Bone, lighting designer Louise Gwinand, and composer and sound designer Maddie Bautista. Les Belles Sœurs portrays 15 Quebecois women expressing their anger, desperation and frustration loudly, rudely and audaciously. Germaine Lauzon has won a million stamps in a contest. She invites her family and neighbors into her kitchen to help paste them into booklets. Fighting for any power in their suffocating lives, the women yell, backstab, dream and steal in grand theatrical style. Avon Theatremonty Python. Spamalot. Book and lyrics by Eric Idle, music by John Duprez and Eric Idle. A new musical lovingly ripped off from the motion picture, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, from the original screenplay by Graham Chapman, John Cleese, Terry Gilliam, Eric Idle, Terry Jones, Michael Palin. Director, Leslie Wade, choreographer, Jesse Robb, music director, Laura Burton. April 19 to October 28. Opens May 31. Production support is generously provided by the William and Nona Heeslip Foundation. Jonathan Goad returns to the festival in 2023 to play King Arthur in Monty Python Spamalot. He will be joined in this uproarious musical by Eddie Glenn as Patsy, Aaron Crone as Sir Lancelot, Trevor Pat as Sir Robin, Jennifer Ryder Shaw as the Lady of the Lake, and Liam Tobin as Sir Galahad. The production also features Carla Bennett, Devon Michael Brown, Amanda De Freitas, Aidan Desalais, Sir Bedivere, Josh Doig, Evangelia Cambites, Bethany Kavarik, Erin Mackey, Anthony McPherson, Swing, Heather McGuigan, Swing, Kyla Musselman and Jason Sermonaya. This sublimely silly musical will be directed by Leslie Wade with choreographer Jesse Robb, designer David Beckler, music director Laura Burton, lighting designer Renee Brode, sound designer Emily Porter and projection designer Sean Neuwenhuis. Spamalot offers up a hefty share of irreverence in a hilarious spoof of the story of King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table as they go in search of the Holy Grail. This outrageous comedy lets us look at our flaws and foibles and in doing so allows us to laugh at the things that make us human. Schulich Children's Play's world premiere adaptation A Wrinkle in Time by Madeleine L'Engle, adapted for the stage by Thomas Morgan Jones Director, Thomas Morgan Jones May 18 to October 29, opens June 17. Production support is generously provided by the Schulich Foundation. Thomas Morgan Jones's imaginative new adaptation of Madeleine L'Engle's A Wrinkle in Time will feature Celeste Katina as Meg Murray. Kim Horsman will play Mrs. Witch, Nestor Lozano Jr. will play Mrs. What's-It, and Khadijah Roberts-Abdullah will play Mrs. Who. The cast also features Jelaine Barnes, Aidan Desalaiz, Christine Desjardins, Nick Dolan, Kelly Holiff, Evangelia Cambites, Robert Marcus, Calvin O'Keefe, Mazzini McDermott, Erica Peck, Jennifer Ryder Shaw and Liam Tobin. The creative team includes director Thomas Morgan Jones, set designer Teresa Shabilsky, costume designer Robin Fisher, lighting designer Kimberly Pirtle, composer and sound designer Deanna H. Choi, and projection designer Jay Mez. In this beloved family story, a young heroine leads her brother and a friend on a spectacular journey through space and time, from galaxy to galaxy, to save the world and rescue her father who mysteriously disappeared while working on an astounding scientific concept. World premiere of Frankenstein revived B.Y. Morris Panitch music by David Coulter based on Frankenstein by Mary Shelley director. Morris Panitch, music director. David Coulter movement choreographer. Wendy Gorling, dance choreographer. Stephen Cota August. 6 to October 28. Opens August 24. Production support is generously provided by the Fabio Mascarin Foundation, by Jody and Deborah Hamade and by Marty and Bob Sachs. Support for the creation of Frankenstein Revived is generously provided by the Forster Bernstein New Play Development Program. The thrilling new dramatic movement piece Frankenstein Revived will feature Charlie Gallant as Dr. Frankenstein, with Laura Condalane as Mary Shelley and Marcus Nance as the creature. The ensemble includes Sean Arbuckle, Carla Bennett, Devin Michael Brown, Henry Clerval, Amanda De Freitas, Josh Doig, Swing, Mateo Galindo Torres, Eddie Glenn, Bethany Kavarik, Swing, Aaron Crone, Erin Mackey, Anthony McPherson, Heather McGuigan, Kyla Musselman, Trevor Pat and Jason Sermonaya. The creative team includes director Morris Panitch, music director David Coulter, movement choreographer Wendy Gorling, dance choreographer Stephen Cota, set designer Ken McDonald, costume designer Dana Osborne and lighting designer Kimberly Pirtle. Focusing on Mary Shelley, who at just 18 wrote the most celebrated horror story in English literature, this exuberant and passion-filled theatrical movement-based piece explores the big question at the heart of her work. What does it mean to be human? Tom Patterson, the Autre World Premiere Translation Grand Magic by Eduardo de Filippo in a new English translation by John Morrell Director, Anthony Simolino May 6 to September 29, opens June 3. Production support is generously provided by Robert and Mary Ann Gorlin, by Dr. M. L. Myers, by Kathy and John Phillips and by Sylvia Soika. Festival favorite Garrett Wynne Davies returns to the festival to play Otto Marvulia in Eduardo de Filippo's dark comedy Grand Magic, in a new translation by John Morrell. The production features Sarah Orenstein as Zyra Marvulia. The cast also includes David Collins, Arturo Recchia, Sarah Dodd, Signora Marino, Jordan Hall, Mariano Dalbino, Kim Horsman, Matilda, Stephen Jackman Torkoff, Roberto Magliano, Khadijah Roberts-Abdullah, Signora Lacasio, Andrew Robinson and Steve Ross, Gervasio Penna. The creative team features director Anthony Simolino, set designer Lorenzo Savoini, costume designer Francesca Callo, lighting designer Lorenzo Savoini and composer Wayne Kelso. This funny, thought-provoking and deeply moving play will be presented in a new English translation by John Morrell. In it, we find Otto Marvulia, a once master illusionist, reduced to performing magic for money at a seaside resort. When one of his tricks seems to go awry, a guest tumbles into a world of illusion as another escapes an unhappy reality. Richard IIBY William Shakespeare adapted by Brad Fraser, conceived by Gillian Kiley director, Gillian Kiley choreographer. Cameron Carver May 23 to September 28. Opens June 17. Production support is generously provided by the Westaway Charitable Foundation. Stephen Jackman Torkoff will take on the title role in a revolutionary new adaptation of Shakespeare's Richard II by Brad Fraser, directed and conceived by Gillian Kiley. They play alongside David Collins as John of Gaunt, Jordan Hall as Bolingbroke and Sarah Orenstein as Helen Percy, Earl of Northumberland. The cast also includes Sarah Dodd, Lady Scroope, Mateo Galindo Torres, Charlie Gallant, Lord Willoughby, Marcus Nance, Abbot of Westminster, Andrew Robinson, Sir John Bushy, Steve Ross, Bishop of Carlisle, and Danielle Vareo. The production will be choreographed by Cameron Carver, with set design by Michael Gianfrancesco, costume design by Bretta Jarek and lighting design by Leanne Vardy. This is the story of a king who believes that God gives him the right to live above the rules and who ultimately suffers the consequences. The adaptation is set in a time of newfound freedom that is soon crushed, the late 1970s and early 80s, when lives were lived at great volume against a suffocating strain of conservatism and fear. Fraser's adaptation uses Shakespeare's text for Richard II and draws from other Shakespeare works as well. Wedding Band by Alice Childress director, Sam White June 20 to October 1, opens July 14. Production support is generously provided by Peter and Carol Walters. Cyrus Lane and Antoinette Rudder will play the leading couple, Herman and Julia, in Alice Childress's Wedding Band, directed by Sam White. They will be joined by Maeve Beatty as Annabelle and Lucy Peacock as Herman's mother. The cast also features Joella Crichton, Lula Green, Kevin Krutschkiewicz, the Bellman, and Micah Woods, Nelson. The creative team includes set designer Richard Morris, costume designer Sarah Wadier, lighting designer Kathy Perkins, composer Bo Dixon and sound designer Debashish Sinha. This stellar work, written with great precision and powerful storytelling, gives an emotional portrayal of a relationship between a black seamstress, Julia, and a white baker, Herman, in the shadow of the First World War and the 1918 flu epidemic in Charleston, South Carolina. The couple's deep love and commitment face the cruel racism of the Deep South in a revealing portrayal of interracial love. They are forced to navigate the societal racism of laws and culture, along with heartbreaking judgment from their own families and communities. Studio The Autre World Premiere, Stratford Festival Commission Casey and Diana B.Y. Nick Green Director, Andrew Kushner May 23 to June 17, opens June 1. Production support is generously provided by Alan Rowe and Brian Blenkin and by three generations of the Schubert family. Support for the creation of Casey and Diana is generously provided by the Forster Bernstein New Play Development Program. Nick Green's moving new play Casey and Diana features Sean Arbuckle as Thomas, Laura Condalane as Pauline, Kristen Pellerin as Diana and Sophia Walker as Vera. The creative team includes director Andrew Kushner, designer Joshua Quinlan, lighting designer Louise Gwinand, and composer and sound designer Debashish Sinha. Casey and Diana is set in 1991, as the Toronto AIDS Hospice, Casey House, prepares for the historic visit of Diana, Princess of Wales. This potent and moving drama vividly captures a moment in time when a rebel princess, alongside less famous caregivers and advocates, reshaped the course of a pandemic, and how those stricken by the virus found hard-won dignity, community and love in the face of astonishing hardship. Women of the Fur Trade by Frances Kankin Director, Yvette Nolan July 8 to July 30, opens July 15. Production support is generously provided by Karen C. Bales and Charles E. Beale. Frances Kankin's funny and insightful play Women of the Fur Trade will feature Jenna Lee Hyde as Cecilia, with Keith Barker as Louis Riel and Nathan Howe as Thomas Scott. It will be directed by Yvette Nolan with set designer Samantha McHugh, costume designer Jeff Chief and lighting designer Michelle Ramsey. It is set in 1800 and something-something, somewhere upon the banks of a reddish river in Treaty 1 territory, where three very different women with a preference for 21st-century slang sit in a fort sharing their views on life, love and the hot nerd Louis Riel. This lively historical satire of survival and cultural inheritance shifts perspectives from the male gaze onto women's power in the past and present through the lens of the rapidly changing world of the Canadian fur trade. Love's Labour's Lost by William Shakespeare Director, Peter Pasek August. 23 to October 1, open September 9. Production support is generously provided by the Tremaine family. The appearance of members of the Birmingham Conservatory in Love's Labour's Lost is generously supported by the Marilyn and Charles Bailey Fund and by Alice and Tim Thornton. The creative team for this beloved early comedy features director Peter Pasek, set designer Julie Fox, lighting designer Arun Srinivasan, and composer and sound designer Thomas Ryder Payne. The cast will be announced at a later date.